That'd be a good song there. Yeah, Lord. Well, everything is in the hand of God. Everything. If you went back, God always has been. He's without beginning or end. You ain't gonna figure that out. But the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost always has been. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Him, everyone, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, in Him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, if you want to know anything about the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, it's in Christ. Everything. I was thinking today, I'm glad I live in a New Testament time, brethren, because the Old Testament, thank God for the great God of heaven, but thank God Jesus came and become man. God became man and lived in this world as a man, but was God. Every bit of him was God, and every bit of him was man. And brother, he lived, thank God, and died for sin. His example was the greatest example that could ever be lived, thank God, in a body of flesh. Amen. And brother, he's an example. He said, walk in his steps. I failed so much. I thought about this tonight. Anything good about me is because of him. Anything I do is blessed of God because he gave me the desire to do it. And he gets glory from doing anything because he's him that worketh in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. Amen. Thank God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Thank God. And that's Elohim. Amen. The God of heaven. Amen. Listen, Jesus made all things. There was not anything made without him. That was made. Amen. Everything was made by him and for him. Amen. That means everything. Everything's included in that. Somebody said, well, wonder why all this happened. You're going to have to go back to it all. Amen. That thank God the reason that everything is going the way it is. His brother, he set it up that way. Amen. You cannot fight against God. You're not going to change God. You can't change his mind tonight. Everything God does is because he willed to do it. Have you ever thought about this? The majority of things, amen, tonight, thank God, you can't do nothing about, but trust him like he said tonight. You can't change things. You can't do what God can do. You can only obey his voice and do what God tells you to do by faith. But it's still the hand of God, still the work of God. Amen. Listen, he created evil for his purpose. Everything God did. Friend, people, amen, think today, brother, that they going to change the mind of God, change the way of God. Amen. Prayer is in agreement with God in his will. Amen. For our life. That's why we pray according to his will. That's why we pray, thank God, to believe in him. And by faith we call upon him. Amen. I'm prompted by the Spirit, thank God, to pray. We know if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. But it's lying with him. Amen. It's got to be. It won't happen if it's not. And God's only one to give you the desire of your heart to pray the way you do. Amen. Communication, Matthew said it. Thank God to pray to be in that fellowship of God and communicate with him and following, walking in the Holy Ghost and letting God do what he wants. But you don't let God do anything. Amen. Thank God. God does what he wants to. God never tried to do anything. God does what he wants to. A lot of people say, well, God trying to get your attention. It ain't hard for him to do it. Amen. He can do what he wills. It ain't hard, thank God, tonight. Amen. For God to heal, ain't it hard for God to touch a body? Amen. I thought to David last night, Jan's husband, and he said one of the reasons that Jan, amen, wanted to hang on so long because she was trusting God for a miracle. And he said she really believed in God healing. And I said, I do too. I really do. I said, but there's been times down through the years and we pray. Let's just be realist tonight. We pray for a lot of people down through the days. Amen. Listen, there's been some get healed and some not. That's in the hand of God. You said, why didn't God do it? Because that's God that does it. And he'll do what he wills to do. You're not going to change the mind of God. If he set this thing up, and he did, I'll live as long as God lets me live. I believe that tonight. I don't believe that I have control over that. I believe everything God has control of. That's the only way I can rest tonight. That's the only way I can lay my head down tonight. This thing ain't revolving around me. It is in Christ. But it is around Him tonight. And everything about me tonight and about Him. Thank God is because I do what He, thank God, can only put in my heart. If He don't give it to me, then it ain't no good. It just be religious flesh and nothing else. And that's about what we got today. We've learned to do everything. Amen. Just be honest. Thank God tonight. Sometimes we don't have it. Amen. And God allows that too. Amen. And brother, He'll allow, listen, everything in your life, He allows it. Amen. Everything, brother. Thank God, He takes our hard times and makes them good. Thank God, He lets us fall and makes it real. Amen. Look through the scripture. People don't like to admit it. Thank God, but that's the God's truth. Amen. And God put the devil right in the middle of the garden. Amen. And God allowed them to fall. Amen. But there would never have been, thank God. Amen. There's a whole lot of time grace come before there was a sin. Amen. Listen. He didn't surprise him, thank God, at the fall. Amen. Listen. Thank God, printed out. He set it up. Amen. For a man to have redemption. And man to have forgiveness. You never need forgiveness had you not sinned. Amen. You never need a Lord if you not had. Ain't God been lost without it? But I'm thankful that everything. Like the old saying, go up for a hard time. It'll be a good time. Amen. Because He'll turn, thank God, them crooked times into straight times. He'll take your, thank God, heartaches and make them joy. Everything about Him tonight, thank God, He says. Amen. Listen. Thank God, we fall a lot of times. Amen. He allows us to fall that we might get up. Everything's a teaching thing. It's set up by God. Samson was told, and God raised up by God Himself. Amen. To go to take the victory. And God over the Philistines. Amen. Listen. And God, it wasn't even heard of. Amen. That He'd take a Philistine wife. And it said that it was of the Lord. Amen. And God, brother, listen. And God, the Holy Ghost will teach you them things. It says it in the book. Had a missionary brother come through here one time. Amen. That's when I was headstrong. He's a good man. He loved me. And he come in. Thank God. And I believe you'll marry your child. But listen, there's things God does. Amen. You wouldn't dispute with God about Moses. Amen. You wouldn't dispute with God. Thank God about Boaz. Amen. Taking good from Boaz. Amen. You wouldn't dispute about him. That's the will of God. You don't have to see this. He sees fellow their skin color. He sees fellow their what their nationality is. He sees brother in that life with. It's about His will. Everything's about His will. Everything is. He's going to do it, thank God, the way He set it up. And it don't matter. He don't ask you whether you agree with it. He don't ask me whether I'll vote on it. He ain't asked me, thank God, what you think I ought to do. He's going to do it exactly the way He set it up. Thank God, I know people don't want to amen that. That's the God's truth. It said that Philistine woman was of the Lord. Why? The purpose of God. Yes, yes. Amen. I had a missionary brother come here one time. He told me he'd been praying and going to the Philistines. Down there, thank God. Amen. Thank God. He said, going to the Philistines. I said, Philistines. Amen. He was praying about that. And he said, God let him, amen, meet this Philistine lady. And then he married her. Amen. I said to him, when he come here, I said, I didn't know you was married to somebody, amen, from the Philistines. And he said, well, he said, God brought her to me, and I believe she's the will of God. And I said, well, we kind of have a little difference on that. I said, I love you and pray for you. Amen. Listen, thank God I let him preach that morning. Amen. The Holy Ghost was with him. Amen. I let his wife sing. The Holy Ghost was with her. Amen. And people started weeping when she was singing. Amen. The Holy Ghost told me. He said, don't get in my business. Amen. That's what he said to me. Amen. Thank God. Listen. He
He called me one day and he said, "Brother Hyde, I love you." He said, "I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate what you said to me." He said, "But I believe I'm in the will of God." Amen. Listen, God put that woman in his life to get him in over there and preach. Yeah. Amen. That was the whole purpose of God. And he said, "Don't you believe in the Old Testament? God charged them not to marry them other nations because they was idolaters." Amen. I said, "Yeah, I agree with that." Amen. Listen, brother, I still thank God to believe some things myself. Brother, I tell you this, you cannot and you will not stop the will of God. And you're going to have to trust Him. That's the whole thing in the will of God. But I'm telling you this, Samson went through a lot of things. You know, he went through disobedience as far as going into the house of the harlot, laid in Delilah's lap. Amen. Got his eyes put out for the pot. Amen. Grinding at the millstone. Amen. They made sport of him. Amen. With his son. Thank God it was all set up. Why? What was the will of God for Samson? Thank God to give victory to the Israelites. Amen. You say God set up sin? No, I'm saying God set up a plan. Amen. For God to bring them out. And listen, you can't always test things in the first move. You can't always look at something and say, "That ain't a God." If you believe God's in charge and He's sovereign, thank God we rest on that. Amen. But listen, thank God He got. Amen. Listen, they was making sport of Him, and He called that little old lad. Amen. And He said, "Let me fill the pillars." Thank God that crown's up there on top. Amen. Listen, he asked the God to pray and said, "Let me stand my spit one more time. Amen. That I might avenge my eyes of the Philistine." And God gave him the strength. Amen. He pushed the pillars down. He killed more in his death than he did in his life. Amen. Somebody said he is, amen, carnal. I said, "Well, if he wasn't, he's in Hebrews 11. Amen. He's in the base chapter. I just see a lot of time. Amen. We think he's changed. Amen. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to let God do it. Amen. He's the only one that can. I cannot draw your plan up. I couldn't draw my own up. I don't know what God will do. But I know this. He'll take good things. And man, make God things out of it. Amen. It was bad at one time. And you thought, how in the world if this doesn't work out? Amen. Listen, he's a greater God than our problems. He's a greater God. Thank God in what I go through. Amen. This little injury of God, it ain't been, ain't got a lot of satisfaction out of it. But I'll tell you, he's done what he wants to do it. Amen. It'll make me appreciate my arm more. Amen. Thank God it helped me hit that day, brother. Amen. Listen, brother, listen. You have troubles with your back. A lot of men in here have. But brother, a good day without a pain, thank God, appreciate it. Amen. You appreciate God more for it. I tell you that when you've got troubles, thank God physically, and God touches you and helps you, it makes you appreciate more. Amen. What God's done for you. He don't allow you to go through that. Just to know it, there's a purpose in it. There's a God work in it. Amen. It humbles us. It realizes everything's in the hand of God. I told my wife today, amen, and it wasn't the goat that I picked up. Amen. Thank God's a God. Amen. That's in charge of me. I'll allow me to thank God Paul. Amen. For his purposes. And I picked that goat up. Amen. It weighed much, but it got to moving in my arms. Amen. I took a step, thank God, of hell. And all my weight was going toward the fence. And without even thinking, I grabbed it with my left arm, my left hand. And my whole shoulder come out. Amen. My bone was out. Amen. I was laying on the side of the crowd holding it. And I was asking God to have mercy. Amen. He did too. But I'm telling you, let me ever step the way. Everything you go through is God. He goes before you, friend. Amen. Listen, I thought about this church. And there's a whole lot of people got troubles physically. But I got to asking God about it. And I said, "Lord, why's everybody down? Got back troubles." Amen. Now I'm in this mess. Women facing things. Amen. Physically. And God said, "That's the way I soften hearts." Amen. Thank God. That's the way I work in my church. Amen. To get up, thank God. And trust in me. Amen. I'm telling you, Paul said, "I'd rather glory in my infirmities at the prayer of Christ made rest upon me." He said, "I'd rather go through this and have the power of God." Amen. Then listen, the glory in the flesh. I'm telling you that, friend, if you believe what I believe, amen, even in our weak times, times. Thank God he's strong. Amen. That's when he'll stick up. Thank God some hurt. And you'll say, really, I didn't do too good. He said, that's what you were doing it. Amen. But if you'll get down and humble yourself and say, I can't preach. I mean, I ain't no preacher. I can't preach unless you preach me. I can't teach unless you teach me. It's not my knowledge and my ability. And what I do is what you do. Amen. If I just utter a word, and as weak as breast water, and God just blesses this boy, that'll be a good thing, won't it? And then just give yourself to him. Trust him wholly. Don't try to figure him out. Get way your past finding out. But I'm telling you, there was a time, thank God, before there's ever anything else. Amen. That there was God, and he always has been. And he created everything but himself. But God, he's always existed. And he's always been. And he had been in mind. Thank God before. And then the world never began. That's a hard thing to grab a hold of. That is the God's truth tonight. He knew where I'd be tonight. And then he knew where you'd be tonight. Thank God, brother, you can't figure it out. Thank God it's all him. It's as blessed as tonight. He put his thank God spirit in us. And that's why we act the way we do. It ain't us, it's him. And it's blessed by God. And he set it up like that. Amen. That's right. You can't kick against the pricks. Why have you made me thus? God says the potter has power over the clay.
That's right.
He has the clay in his hand. The clay never could do nothing for itself. You ever saw some clay make his own pot? It can't happen. It ain't gonna happen. And brother, tonight I want to take some pressure off of you, my friend. I want to take some pressure off some people here tonight, including myself. What's done, if it's done, it's going to be God, does it? And it ain't you having to try before. And it ain't you trying, having to try to do this or that. It's ready to happen. Amen. You say, what's God going to do tomorrow? I will tell you this, I don't know. Amen. It's all right to say, I don't know. Amen. Because you don't know. How long you going to live? I don't know. Amen. Amen. Live as long as God lets me. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds it. And he's the same yesterday and forever. And whatever comes my way, I know it'll be because he allowed it. Amen. Let's any good desire I got tonight, Brother Todd, toward him is because him in me. It ain't because of me. If it weren't for him, I'd be doing a lot of other stuff. I'm telling you, I'd be a sinful and brother there inside me tonight. That brother's preaching Sunday and talking about that prodigal. And he said, when he come home, he said to daddy, put the robe on him. It's a picture of righteousness. I like that. And I said to myself, even while the robe was on him, underneath that robe was a sinful boy. Amen. And stealing out the robe of God on you. Thank God. Amen. That's the only thing the Father says. Amen. We're still sinful flesh. In the flesh. And thank God tonight, brethren. Amen. He accepts what he gives. He'll not accept what I give. He'll accept what he gives. And he'll get glory from it. Amen. When they put the water in the pots, ain't no way that could be changed unless he changed it. Amen. The pot couldn't change it. I know the servants couldn't change it. Amen. The bridegroom couldn't change it. Amen. I can't change you. And you can't change me. Amen. But thank God he can. And he's turned the water into wine. He done it, thank God. And I'm telling you, it ain't what you do. It's what he does. If you can cut this thing down and just get it worse out, everything, thank God, that's done because he done it. And he'll do it as he wills to do it, and bless it, thank God, and you'll look back and say it surely was the God of heaven. Amen. That's right. You ain't going to figure him out. He existed in eternity. You ever thought about that? You ever just set thought in there's no time with God. He's eternal. You ever just thought about that? There was a time. It was just God. But in his mind, and God the Spirit, he's not a man. God is a spirit. You ever thought about that? God the Spirit. What is the Spirit? How did God create everything? He spake it in existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. And He said, let there be light, and there was light. I don't have the power to speak anything into existence like some of them word of faith people preach. That's crazy. I can't speak anything that's just as, but I can speak with my tongue and glorify Him and ask Him. And this blessed thing God can come through faith, amen, in prayer, because He put it in my life and heart, amen. I prayed for old Dustin, and I told Him, I love Him, amen. I got up Sunday morning, and I got to praying, amen. And I said, Lord, I love Justin, I'd like to see him come today, amen. That's right, it was just in connection with him, amen. There he come in the door. I said, I prayed for you this morning, but a long time ago I prayed, amen, the Holy Ghost already set it up. Buddy, I'm telling you, you wouldn't even believe in a God this morning had you not had the Holy Ghost revealing to you. Amen. You say, I believe all this stuff, brothers. Hey, God, sisters, the only thing that has the force to let us know what we believe is, thank God, the Holy Ghost and that word that God spake. Amen. I can get up here this morning. You know what religion does? Hey, get people to believe things. Amen. It has no force to it. Amen. Listen. Hey, God, I couldn't quit tonight. You say, why? Because we got somebody we ain't gonna quit. Amen. I can quit, thank God, in my mind, but I can't quit in my heart. Because He lives here. The Holy Ghost is the one that does it. Thank God does this. Amen. 40-some years you've been saved. Amen. You didn't keep yourself one day. If you tried to, you'd be lost today. But you never have been lost since you've been saved. Because God's the keeper of our soul. And God in the night, it's all in Him. God never looked at me one time and said, He's a good man. Amen. He never looked at me one time and said, He'd make me a good person. Although He said, He's a bad person. And He ain't got nothing to offer. Ain't shit or corrupt. Amen. And He's got a wicked heart. But like God, my son come to die. I love for being like old him. Oh, hi. Amen. I can save him. I got a glory. I'm a son to him. I'm telling you, brother, that's amazing. Thank God, I tell you, we just got too self-righteous. Amen. Too pharisaical. And the fact what we do is going to bring glory to God. Amen. The only thing bring glory to God is what God does in it to you tonight. Amen. Always has been. You can trust Him. You know what? When everything's out of your hand, you sitting in that car at the hospital, everything's out of your hand. You couldn't do nothing. Not to do a thing. The times you've been through, Brother Keith, when absolutely you couldn't do nothing. You know what feels helpless to me? Is my wife had to try to do everything for me. I hate to have to do this. You know what I mean? Here I'm laying down on the ground. Can't do that. Amen. Can't use the left arm for a while. I mean, here's the thing, folks. It's hard for man to completely trust somebody else. And that goes for God. It's hard for you to trust God and leave it in His hand and believe it and say it's in your hand, God. And every once in a while, you might want to mention it to him, but he ain't forgot it. Amen. You know what? We'll go to that and say, I've done this thing, buddy. I've slept every night. And I slept on that couch, get them 3 hours sleep this winter. Amen. I'd get up, my wife get up, I'd drop about not sleeping that night. Amen. I'd go to bed the next night and say, God, I'm going to remind you now. I need some sleep tonight. Amen. Thank God. He knew what I needed. Amen. And He didn't come to my rescue, though. He said about 3 hours again. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I think I got four one night. I went to God. My wife said, well, I'm going on to bed. Thank God. I hate God sleeping in the bed. Amen. That's what it's for. Praise God. Amen. I was sleeping on that couch. Wasn't no rest in it. Amen. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord God, I got to sleep. I mean, I'm grumpy and I feel bad and I'm blaming you too for all this. And I said, God, now if you remember me, amen, I remind him again. It didn't do no good. Amen. He said, God, you'll get about 3 or 4 tonight. Amen. I never got more than 3 or 4 hours. Amen. I'd have to then got knocked out to God. Amen. Hey, God, listen. He knows what our need is. He knows, listen, if you prayed up 20 years ago, you wouldn't go to God and say, you don't forget, you didn't forget that. Amen. No, you wouldn't, brother. Listen, hey, God, when Zacharias went to the temple to pray, it was years later, brother, amen, that God came to him and said, hey, you're going to have a son. Amen. He didn't believe God. you prayed. Amen. 10, 15 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, 2 years ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And you got down on your knees and said, God, I want you to take attention to this. I'm putting it in your hands. God, would you take care of that? I mean, would you please speak my name? Amen. I God, and brother, God, leave it with you. Amen. And then 2 days later, you'll say, I wonder if God remembered me. Amen. He remembered you. Amen. He remembered what you prayed. Amen. Let's find out. Thank God, right there's a couple back there. Amen. Married. Thank God, a little while. Amen. Thank God. Thank God, brother. Listen. Ain't no doubt. Praise God. He's over there, sugar. Thank God. Praise God. He was 27 when he got married. Yeah. Amen. You probably thought we just got 21 or 22. I wonder if I'm ever going to get married. Amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you this way around. Amen. This way around. God, just cut a stop sign for some of you. Amen. Say, just stay right here. Amen. Ain't no need to rush into nothing. I got the one. Thank God that it's going to come in my time. And it's going to be blessed more. Amen. Thank God, 27 years old. Amen. One night, there they come in. Amen. I called Jonathan again. I said, there she is back there. Thank God, you need to go get her phone. Amen. Thank God, he walked out of church. I thought my mind. I said, that rascal done left again. Amen. Thank God, about that time he comes to the door. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He talked for a little. Amen. Said, can I have your phone number? Amen. I ain't got to stand here hoping to watch tonight. Expecting a child. Just waiting on God. I don't need to try to get ahead of him. He ain't got to do it. Thank God, I'm taking a dwelling this time. Amen. Listen, I told David last night, how shall we pray for Sam? Amen. We believe God for Sam. In fact, he never lived 2 years after stage 4 cancer. Amen. This met with the Lord. She listened. Thank God, she got to see her son married last March. Amen. Thank God, got to sing at his wedding. Amen. Was blessed with God. Amen. Thank God, I told David and Mike, well, I said, sometimes we pray and sometimes God tells you. Amen. But I pray, brother, listen. I told him, thank God, listen. If she'd have got healed here, it'd have been in a corruptible body. I said, but thank God, God. Amen. Took her own and made her whole. Amen. That's right, brother. She'll never suffer again. There'll never be a day, thank God, that she ever suffers and hurts. I'm telling you, God does it right, don't he? I'm telling you, brother, we don't understand. Sometimes, but I'm telling you, he knows what to do. Thank God, I tell you, brother, amen. Jesus went through it all, brother. Everything you go through, he's been through. And you can go to him, thank God, just as you are, and say, here it is, Lord. He knows about you. He knows me. I'm an impatient man. Thank God, go to him with the same thing. Amen. But I'm telling you, he knows what to do. He knows what he's doing. And brother, I just want to listen to him and go with him and do what he says and rest in it, whether I like it or agree with it, not. Amen. That's the way it is. Trying to force things sometimes and it ain't going to work. Can't do it. We was talking the other night, me, Miss Heather, we was talking about talking to people about God. Listen to what I'm about to say. I used to be, when I got saved, I mean, son, I thought people were about ready to kill me. Going to them, talking about them going to hell and everything. And my motive was right, so it did work some. Made a lot of people mad, why I love it. But listen, there's a time God wants you to speak. And there's a time God don't want you to speak. And that's right. And you might be around somebody a good while, and one day the Holy Ghost will break your heart over their soul. And you'll just say this to them. I really, really pray for you. I want you to know I love you. And they'll walk through that back door one day. And God will speak to their heart and they'll get born again. And then it might be one day God just told you to tell them about what Jesus done for you. And it's the right time when you do it when God says it. Instead of trying to force people to believe something that they'll never believe unless God opens their eyes. I'll finish with this. And I was sitting with Jan about 3 weeks ago and I was talking to her. And we were talking about the scripture. And I just told her, I said, I'm so glad God opened my eyes to the truth in Jesus Christ. I said, he's got to. There's no sinner or nobody can open their own eyes. He's got to do it. He's got to do it. And all of a sudden, this is what she said to me. She said, I'm so glad that he opened my eyes.
She said, I am so glad he opened my eyes. She has called it religion all her life. But God opened her eyes to Christ, and who was the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus Christ. I cannot testify for nobody else, but that's what she told me that night when we sat there. And I'm going to tell you, isn't it amazing enough that this man back here called Larry Fitch, when he come into this church, he would testify tonight that he wasn't too fond of it. And he really wasn't fond of the people neither. But did he not tell me not long ago that the people he used to not love, he loves? That he testified tonight and thank God for being saved? That you couldn't have pushed him into the kingdom 4 years ago. But in time, in the workings of God, and the pulling of God, and the drawing of God. Amen. Thank God the eyes was opened to Jesus Christ. And he seen, thank God, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then God saved him. Amen. He told me not long ago, he said, Brother, I'm saved. I know my sins are forgiven. Amen. Listen, friend, that's the way it works. Amen. If somebody said, I'd like to see it, it can happen. But just wait on him. Amen. Thank God, it didn't take him long to make the heaven and the earth. Amen. But listen, thank God, he'll do everything in his time. And brother, that's the way it's set up. And brother, you'll have to wait on him sometimes. Amen. But I tell you this, thank God, he'll never be behind time. He'll always be on time. Thank God for it. Well, I appreciate you hearing us tonight. Memory, I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Pray that the Lord, in his good mercy, will help me get out of this swing. Amen. I ain't wore it today. I took it off a little while. Felt pretty good. He said I could do that. But at the same time, I know me. I'd break every rule he told me. Amen. But when you get close to getting out, you better keep the rule. Amen. God help us. I want to get out. I just don't feel like I'm free, you know what I mean? Amen. But you pray for me. I love you. God bless you for being here. Remember, Brother Hobson, he's going Sunday. He's going to Georgia where all them people had them tornadoes. And they're going to go down there and be a blessing to them people and try to help them. Remember men prior. And God bless Miss Sheila. That good work God's using him tonight, and I appreciate that. And God's blessed. And he told me not long ago, he said, Brother, you know, when we started this thing, it was just a step of faith only. And I said, that's the way God does it. And you look back now, and he said, it's amazing what God's done. You know what? I believe everybody can say that if they've been saved. What God's done. Amen. It's all about the goodness of God. Amen. Brother Keith, pray for us tonight.
Lord, thank you for this blessed day. Presence and time.